Nyadugulini Piper Tracker Radio Program. Nganan Udini Government Dango Wanganja Joda, Anangumandago. Balyanu Government Dango, Jinguiado.
This is the Paper Tracker Radio Show, the show that lets you know what's happening in South Australia's remote Ananor communities and tells you what government's saying and doing for Ananor.
Wayanaujura Nyuragulini Anangulands Paper Tracker Radio Show. Gangailo, hello, Wanganyu Tsulaguru. Way soon, Yaringana Bashanga Gwari.
Way Rose. In our show today, we're going to be talking about unemployment and issues that affect people who are unemployed. And in particular, we're going to be focusing on how income management in the form of the Basics card and the cashless debit card are affecting people's lives. We'll also be talking about the current amount of income support payments, such as Newstart.
Wai Rose, ngana bashanga gwari, ngana na wanganyi jabiragulini banya unemployment mono aranya judang aranyi banya anangongo kanyini banya unemployment kangarala mono arakujubagulugulu ngana na arajoranyanganyi banya yajiajingo income management banya basic card mono cashless debit card baloro yajiajinyara baloro pamporni banya anangujuda mono jabirini gulugulu wanganyi banya guari income support payment money baloro yajajingaranyi banya new start one or.
Many people who are unemployed and receiving income support such as Newstart are put on the basics card or the cashless debit card in the trial sites. This allows the government to control how and what people can spend their money on. People who are put on these cards have a percentage of their income support money quarantined and only a specified amount of their money available to them as cash.
Jodango banya unemployment monoro income support manani banya jingoro new start munubalunjana jonani basic cardanga umononyanga cashless debit cardanga kanyara balong government dango banya control ganyani mono nyangani nganalo mono anango kujubango money spend melani yajinga mono control ngon baganyani ka kujubirango jananya junani card nyanganga mono percentage banya jana cardani money quarantined junani nyanga jailanga brunba ka money chugujundo manani malagoro
to talk about unemployment and income management, we've invited Hayden Patterson to share his thoughts with us. Hayden is the National Branch Coordinator of the Australian Unemployed Workers Union.
Galawangani panya unemployment aranyangaja mono income management balonya gala jabrinunda Hayden Patterson nga jarban jago mono urin jago palomba nya gulinja jura mono Hayden baloro National Branch Coordinator banya Australian Unemployed Workers Union dongoro.
Our interview is coming up in just a few minutes, but before we check, we're going to listen to some music.
It's time to begin. Yes, it's time. Time for changing, not deck chair rearranging. It's time to begin. Yes, it's time. Time for proving, not slick maneuvering. It's time to hear. Yes, it's time.
Time on labor for bear.
Hayden, welcome to the Ungulans Paper Tracker Radio Show, and thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Wangana walgoni kwari Hayden, Paper Tracker Radio Show, and kawangani.
Hayden, would you like to introduce yourself and tell us about the purpose and the work of the Australian Unemployed Workers Union?
Sure. So I'm Hayden from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union, as you said. And basically, we advocate and we support and offer resources and information to unemployed and underemployed Australians.
Well, ngai wini Hayden, ka ngai lo Australian Unemployment Workers Union dongoro. Monongan album lani banya advocacy wanganyi banya nangoku. Mononya agulugulo banya support palani. Monoyonganyi banya member juda.
Now, we often talk about unemployment and underemployment as if it's a kind of automatic and accepted part of the world we live in. Our society seems to somehow take it for granted that there will always be unemployment and underemployment. And we all know that Australia is one of the richest countries in the world, and that it produces things that it sells around the world for a profit, and that we've got a strong economy. So how is it that a rich country like Australia has ongoing unemployment and underemployment?
Yeah, it's actually quite an issue, and it seems to be growing as well. As we're losing industry and job opportunities, there just seems to be no replacement for that.
Oa banya underemployment banya employment jarongarani mono employment we agulugulo kanyanga ja aranyanga balo pulka ngarani banya Australia la mono ngananyanganyi banya industry kujo vira we arangani kanyara balang oro banya aranyanga balo da oderingani banya waka we ngala.
And the other thing to mention there as well is it's such a competitive market for the jobs that are available, and there are a lot of people that are disadvantaged from being able to apply and compete with those same 17 people for every job that's available.
Uno ara kujo vulo kulo wanga jaku banya ya competition bulga ngarani banya waga ngarani baloro tudango ngoreni waga balonya ka kingo jo virango advantage kanin jo wiya banya waga balonya man go jago.
Now, in South Australia, the unemployment rate hovers around just under 6%. But in some suburbs, such as Elizabeth, the unemployment rate can go up as high as around about 32%. And in remote areas, such as the APY lands, this rate can go up to about 38%. What are your thoughts about why unemployment rates are so high in remote communities such as the APY lands and across the far west coast communities like Yalata, Oak Valley, Coonabah, Scodesco and around Ceduna?
Again, there's only so many jobs that are available, but you're also finding other competing factors to the workforce, such as work for the dole programs where people are obliged to work and they're not being paid for that work as well. So that comes into the mix.
Ua banya jobs jingo ngaranju wia banya area nyarabala banya remote area nga ka arabalo nya ngaranyi unu nyagulugulu program kujo virda banya ngaranyi work for the dole nyaranindi banya CDP.
So people who are unemployed or underemployed are generally living in poverty.
That's right.
And yet Australia has an income support system that includes a range of social support payments, such as New Start, single parent payments, disability support pension, etc. So how is it that so many people who are unemployed or underemployed are experiencing poverty, even though there is an income support system in place?
That income support system, let's take New Start for instance, hasn't actually seen a increase in real terms in 24 years now. And so the gap between the poverty line and people receiving these sort of payments is actually widening and making it much more of a haves and have not situation. And the other thing to mention as well is during that time, the definitions of unemployed and underemployed have also changed quite significantly as well. So it kind of skews those figures.
Definition jana wangani banya abanya jana tinguru pichangun papalani banya definition baloro nya ngarani wanga kujobagu ka nyara baloro kampa kujobarengo banya underemployment definition baloro kampa kujobarengo mono underemployment kulugulo nyara balon jana ara kujobawai nyangani.
So in terms of how government describes people who are included in the category of employed in terms of official government statistics, what do you have to be classified as employed?
So that encompasses all range of employment. So anything more than an hour, you're considered to be employed. Anything more than an hour a week.
Oh, I don't know what you mean by classification. No, I don't. Employed, ngarani tingo nyundo 1 hour ko jo wa palani. Wiki gujonga ka classification narabolo jana ini lajona ni employed.
So theoretically, someone could work for $30 for 1 hour and 10 minutes, and they would be classified as employed.
That's right, and with the casualisation of the workforce, that seems to cover quite a lot of people.
Mono banyara dengar ni banyar jingoro nyondo. 1 hour wakarini mono 2 minutes, $30 balo nyumanani gajana junani nyonyala employed.
So really we're looking at the issue of the working poor.
Yes, and the growing number of working poor. Mm.
So people are theoretically employed or working, but they really can't make ends meet.
That's right, and you throw into the equation as well volunteer work and mutual obligations, and people seem to have a mix of all sorts of employment to make that up.
Balang world ng ano nang ani ba niya juda wakaring ani mono po ng ani money we wakaring ni balo money chuko chuko kanya ni kung ano nang ani nang ayaw maudering mo mono lang nang ani juda da niya ni ara nang anga.
So as you've said, the New Start allowance hasn't changed in real terms for the last 24 years, and it's well below the poverty line by, I think it's about $160 below the poverty line. And we know that many people who are on New Start are also put on the basics card or the cashless debit card in the trial sites. Would you say that income management is helping people or making their lives more difficult?
I'd say forced income management is definitely making people's lives worse on all sorts of fronts, whether it be obligations, stress or limitations on what they're able to do with the money that they're supposed to be living on.
Income management stress ara balonya manage melani mono kujo bijota gulo ka ara nya winking kulta ngarani ka ngail kulini nya ja kora.
So what is the unemployed workers union hearing from people forced onto income management? What are you hearing about how they're coping on the cashless debit card?
We're hearing all sorts of emotions. So people are angry, they're frustrated, they're disappointed, they're feeling desperate. It really becomes a factor that they have to deal with every single day of their lives rather than just be something that, you know, is a periodical issue for them. It becomes forefront in the priorities of what they need to deal with on a day-to-day basis. I'm hearing stories of people who are going without even more services than they were before when they weren't on forced income management. Inability to be able to flee domestic violence, for example. So it affects a wide range of people. For people who are living in vulnerable circumstances, they're already dealing with things like where they're going to be able to pay their rent or afford food, etc. But being on a forced income management automatically categorises them into being lesser of a person, and that's something else that people have to deal with.
Rent forced income management kanyara balo ngoro jana nya juna ni category ku jo banga jana jingoro pudul lo gole ni ya ja nya ku balo jana ngai nya kura wanga ni alaji nyando gole ni anang lands paper tracker radio show kanyanga je interview ngana na recorder mila no 9th of July 2018 ngana la Aidan Patterson Balaro Australian Unemployment Workers Union dongoro.
So you've talked about people feeling that they're less of a person. What is it about attitudes to people who are living in poverty or experiencing poverty that should make them feel less of a person? What is it about government's attitude to people who are experiencing poverty?
It's everywhere you hear in the media, everywhere you turn around, you're having a reminder of it, whether it be the government's language that they're using in regards to welfare reform or, as I say, on any media story. Newstart is often portrayed as a lifestyle choice. I speak to a lot of people on Newstart who would crawl over broken glass not to be in that situation.
Mono nyagulugulu government ango jana wangani jana bara wano jana bwanga mono ngana na nyangani banya chudango wangani gulugulu jana mukuringo juu yangana jago ni staranga mono waka kungoreni kanga na nyangani banya government ango kura bungani jana bwa welfare reform wano.
Most people don't actually choose to be in vulnerable circumstances. It might just be one thing in life where you might lose your job and suddenly you find yourself homeless and it becomes a snowballing effect. And it's just quite demeaning to have everyone around you when you're trying to get yourself back into a better position to hear all of this. And it is something that plays on your mind over and over.
Palangoro budu rent paimlani mono walil daganye joya homeless ngani mono nganana jana putul da pakani panya malago tungo jago ara palon jananya mono palangoro panya kamana wangan jora mono charo wangani chota guru kanyanga je kora.
So Hayden, what is your union's response to the cashless debit card? And do you have any plans to focus on this issue in more detail?
Yeah, so there's submissions due to Parliament at the end of the month, and the Unemployed Workers Union will be putting a submission in with our opinion on the cashless welfare card expansion plans. But we're also going to Ceduna and doing a regional South Australia trip with a group of other social service organisations. And we're actually getting the real experiences of what's happening on the ground and so that we can get that out into the media and hopefully have some sort of change or at least participate in this discussion.
Wanganana palani nya unemployment workers union ango submission junani panya kala submission nya palani panya jungunjago senate inquiry panya living jago panya cashless debit card balonya ka nganana junani nya rajamunula nya trip yanani west coast guru sujina lawuru regional panya janala wanganjago jabra gulinjago janamba jogurba mono aranya ngarani widuru ngarani tingro yaji yaji ngarani nganana jabra gulinil da jungu jago banya alboman ko jago anga jon ko jago nyanga balonya.
So Hayden, if people would like to know more about the road trip to Sujuna, where can they go to find out more information?
You can find us on Facebook for the South Australian branch of the Unemployed Workers Union. If you just type SA branch into the search engine, you'll find it. And there's an event for the Sujuna trip, so all the details are on there, and you can contact us via that as well.
Oa jingro nyora mokoringa ni kulin jago, time in yal jinga jana jarba ni nyodom community nga, nyora angula ngurela Facebook anga banya SA branch, banya Australian Unemployment Workers Union, ka banya nyora ngurela engine banyanga, munu balo jana oderinga ni kanyodo South Australia branch kuro, alala bolo bolo nya mono nyawa banya event jodanga ni mono yaljinga time nyanga.
So Hayden, more generally, what role does the Australian Unemployed Workers Union play in supporting or organising people in remote communities who are unemployed or and who are doing it tough?
Well, most times these people don't have a lot of information available to them, so we offer resources and point them in the direction of the information that they need. We also offer that voice where someone's actually listening to their experience. Most times people are unheard, and we then offer advocacy and support services in regard to the other situations that pop up when you're on forced income management, such as your mutual obligations and things like that.
Wapanya Australian Unemployment Workers Union ango parangarani muno kujubira banyina ni poveringa muno protokolini muno forced income management palongarani muno balongoro nganana information yungani jananya muno resources wile yunani yaji guru anko jago muno kulen jago nyangaja muno palon jananya kulukulu kulini panya janamba chukurba yal jal jingani mono advocacy gulugulu wangani janamba panya palanja ko nyanga obstacle joda banyangani ana joda ko.
And also by getting together with all of these groups as well, and everyone exchanging their stories of their experiences, we don't feel so alone. We are a volunteer organization run by volunteers, and we are in the same situation ourselves, so it's good to be able to talk to other people and sometimes learn ways that make it a little bit easier for us as well.
Mono jungoringo jago gulgulo banya group joda winkingo jungoringo la wankan jago bulga wankan jago kulin jago nganana organization nganamba runnaringa ni banya volunteer joda payamlan joya ga nganana banya same ngarani problem palawalan yadok wirini mono kanyini kanyara balang orang cingongan ana cungung ko nindering gula support ongo go.
And does your union have any links with the First Nations Workers Alliance?
We're currently working with them on the Sujuna trip, and they're taking part in the planning and organisation of that trip. It's actually a big group of all of us coming together. It's long overdue, and it's actually going to be a really good time.
Oanganana wakaringani jungu banya alliance organization anga munonganana koranjoru nyangani munumukoringani jungu wakaringjago munu yangunjago trip nyanganga muno waka pulga palanjago muno wanga pulga wirinjago kulukulu.
Well, Hayden, is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners as we draw to a close?
I just wanted to thank you for having me. And this is a really big issue that we all really need to stand up and speak out together. So I really appreciate you having me. Thank you.
Oangailo chanchun man ko jago mukoringani nyora chabi nongailo ayan ko loodin jago muno wangkan jago muno nyang aja arabul ka kangana na chungoring ko la fatarin jago angajun ko jago aranyang balonya banya wiro pagaling ko jago.
Well, Hayden, thanks very much for coming in to chat with us today, and we wish you all the best with your road trip. Thanks. And we encourage people to come forward and chat with you in community when you're up in the Ceduna area or Port Augusta or Waiala. Share your stories and let the Unemployed Workers Union hear your thoughts about the cashless debit card and about New Start.
Awesome, thanks.
Anani community group and a jungle organization Tudangam and Australian Unemployment Workers Union. Ka nyora jingu balonya nyangani community nga ka angola ally wanga mono jungure wa mono wanga palojana banya information mango jago mono nyora jungurengo jago mono fata melanjago ara nyang balonya o ala jigal danga number time al dogwari we are ngo nyondo jingu mukurenga ni interview on gara kulen jago banya Hayden Patterson da ngana na interview melana balonya banya Australian Unemployment Workers Union dogoro. Nyondan gulungure la website anga papertracker.com.au. Wow, balyao.
You've been listening to the Paper Tracker Radio Show, a project of uniting communities. The show is produced at Radio Adelaide and heard out across Anangnul lands. For more information on the Paper Tracker project, this show, and most importantly, what's happening in Anangnul communities, visit our website at www.papertracker.com.au.